Hare Krishna. On my way to Budapest, so here's three short answers to three questions from Adhoksaja Krishna. And he's asking, can Krishna make a Vishnu Tattva out of a Jiva Tattva? And the answer is that Krishna is the Vishnu Tattva. He is the one Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he and no one else can be him. So when we talk about Krishna, we talk about one person that excludes all others from being he. And even when there are incarnations, expansions, those are also all Krishna. Therefore, living entities can't become Vishnu Tattva, but they can acquire the qualities of Vishnu by being empowered by Krishna. They can become Shaktavesh. That is the way that one becomes godly, or one can become like God by being empowered by the potency of God, by the Lord. The second question is, if Lord Gauranga is Krishna in the mood of Radha, is not Srimati Radharani more merciful and soft-hearted than Lord Chaitanya? And the answer is no. Someone's mercifulness and kindness and soft-heartedness is a quality of their nature. And since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's nature and Srimati Radharani's nature are one, therefore the nature of their qualities or the extent or the degree of their qualities is also one. And third question is, does a Vaishnava love himself, or is being humble a state which implies he should detest himself? One should neither love nor hate things, particularly non-devotional things, but Vaishnavas love other living entities and develop relationships with other living entities. Love is an exchange between two living entities, and since we're the same living entity, the relationship or the awareness of ourselves that we have is not love, but rather it's more acceptance. We accept the fact that we exist, and we accept the fact of who we are, and we try to develop loving relationships with Vaishnavas and with the Lord. So our love flows towards someone else. Our love doesn't flow to us in the same way that one doesn't detest oneself either. But rather, humble means that we accept ourselves for what we are, which is that we are just insignificant servants of the Supreme Lord, and don't try to make any more or any less than that. Therefore, our view of ourselves is accepting ourselves for who we are, for what we are, and trying to be better at what we are by learning how to love others, starting with Krishna and including all other living entities. And Hare Krishna, that's it for now.